Hi, y'all. My name is Haley. I'm a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from comparison. Hey. Hi, guys. Ooh. Okay. Sorry, a little nervous. Here we go. Growing up, I never felt comfortable with who I was. I was always the tallest girl in class, had a really loud laugh, and if we're being honest, it's a cackle, not just a loud laugh. And for lack of a better word, a little weird. Just to give you a little color, imagine me an inch or two shorter, bangs curled out to here, because, you know, the 90s, and some pretty sweet light-up shoes, playing with my ribbon dancer on an imaginary horse, you know, Monty Python style. Needless to say, I didn't have a ton of friends. I remember having a conversation with my mom where she asked who the cool kids were in school. After telling her who they were, she suggested that I try to become friends with them. And so over the next couple years, I did. I changed who I was and became friends with those girls. Because I was fearful they wouldn't like me for me, I started comparing myself to make sure that I would always fit in. Did I dress right? Did I do well enough at sports? Did I excel at school? Was I pretty enough? And so on. My entire identity and worth was wrapped up in their approval of me. I was desperate for them to love me. Whenever I felt like I didn't have their approval or love, I would put myself down for not being good enough. This was the start of years of putting myself down. In high school, I not only looked for my friends' approval, but also, you guessed it, the approval of boys. I just knew that if I had a boyfriend, I would feel loved and finally be happy. Woo! Sorry, guys. Runny nose. If a boy wasn't interested in me or was interested in someone else, I would tell myself it was because I wasn't pretty enough, thin enough, funny enough, just not enough, period. However, junior year, I finally got a boyfriend. And at first, it was great. I was happy and felt good enough to be loved. But that didn't last very long. Over the next year, he became increasingly controlling, which then turned into sexual and emotional abuse. I withdrew into myself and became incredibly depressed. In my head, our disastrous relationship was my fault. If only I was a happier person, a better person, our relationship would go back to the way it had been. My identity was completely wrapped up in doing everything to make him happy. Somewhere along the way, I started comparing myself to some ideal version of me rather than comparing myself to other people. And that person was never going to be attainable. These thoughts of comparison just led me further down the rabbit hole of not liking who I was, causing me to be a miserable person. Now, I wish I could say that after high school, we broke up, but I can't. I ended up staying with him for 4 years until I finally plucked up the courage to break up with him. And what did I do next? I jumped immediately into another relationship because I was so desperate to feel loved. Our relationship was everything to me. I expected it to fulfill me and give me joy, but it didn't. During my last semester of college, we broke up, and I was devastated. I became depressed, and my self-worth hit an all-time low. Again, I wasn't good enough. One night, while talking on the phone with my sister, I asked her how she was able to be so happy all of the time, even when things weren't going her way. She said it was because of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for her. She encouraged me to start praying and to start reading my Bible. Because I had nowhere else to turn, I did what she said and started to form a relationship with God, but I still didn't feel like I was good enough to get into heaven. It wasn't until I read Romans 3:23, that it finally clicked, and it states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Did you hear that? All. None of us are good enough to get into heaven. It's only through Christ's death and resurrection that we are able to have eternal life. Whew. After graduating college and moving back to Dallas, I started attending Watermark. I jumped right into community group and serving in Crossroads 45, one of Watermark's children's ministries. Over the next couple of years, I continued to learn about how loving our God is and to deepen my relationship with him. I came to fully believe that God loved me for who he created me to be, but I was still fearful that his people wouldn't. In addition, my thoughts of comparison were still there. They just looked a little different. They had somehow morphed into thoughts of, if I was more fill-in-the-blank, then God would answer this prayer. For example, if I was in the Word more or shared the gospel more, like some of the girls in my community group, then God would provide me with a new job, husband, etc. And just to be clear, that is not at all how God works. I wasn't fully trusting God's character, and that was morphing my thoughts. I finally made it to Region in August of 2016 when one of the girls in my community group decided to start coming. I thought, why not? I really have no excuses to not go now. In Groundwork in Steps 1 through 3, I was reminded of God's character and how much he loves me. These steps also helped me to become much more self-aware of my sin and when my thoughts went down the rabbit hole of comparison. And then came step 4, inventory, also known as everyone's favorite step. It was during inventory that God revealed to me that my struggle with comparison stemmed from deep idols of pride and approval of others. In step 5, confession, I learned just how important confession is, no matter how big or small a thing being confessed. Before step 5, I often wouldn't confess some of my thoughts for fear of someone saying that it was dumb, or for fear of saying that, or for fear of that they would turn their back on me after I'd confessed. However, that has never been the case. I've only been met with love, grace, and encouragement. And that has been so incredibly freeing. In step 7, follow, I was reminded of how much like Peter I am. That when I focus on the things around me and on myself, I start sinking underneath the waves of comparison and self-doubt. But when I keep my eyes on Jesus, I have a peace that surpasses all understanding, even amidst the chaos in this world. In steps 10 through 12, I committed to continuing to following the Lord on a daily basis, minute by minute, hour by hour. And I learned that I'm a new creation in him, that my identity is in him alone. Okay, y'all. So if you've heard nothing else I've said tonight, please listen in, because this is the good part. God loves you. And there's nothing you've done or could do that would make him love you any more or any less. He loves you so much that he chose to leave heaven, a place with no pain, no sorrow, come to earth, live a perfect life, sacrifice himself for you, and rise from the dead 3 days later. Just let that sink in for a minute. He loves us so much, he took our sins upon himself. He died the death that we deserved just so we could have a relationship with him and spend eternity with him. If you think your past sins are too great, they aren't. They are completely covered. If you don't feel good enough for God, you don't have to be, because Christ is. You are not defined by what you've done, what you look like, what your job is, what your relationship status is, what others think of you. Your identity is in Christ alone and who he says you are. And he says that we are the daughters and sons of a king and that we are loved. Nothing is too big or too small for him. And it's because of this we can have joy. Because of Christ's love, my life looks radically different today. Remember that miserable girl who was filled with thoughts of comparison and never felt good enough for anyone? She's not here anymore. The word I'd use to describe my life now would be joyful. Over the last several years, God has so sweetly displayed his love for me through his people. He has surrounded me with a group of people that continue to encourage and love me for who I am, quirks and all. I am now unafraid who God made me to be, a girl who loves to laugh, even if it's a cackle, and thinks one should sing and dance several times throughout the day, even if the singing is more on the joyful noise end of the spectrum, and even if people think I can't dance. But, like, here's a side note. If you're looking for a dance move, all you have to do, move your shoulders up and down, do a little sidestep, throw a few claps in, and you're good to go. It goes with any dance, I promise. So. And then I'd like to leave y'all with these verses because they so sweetly describe what God offers each of us no matter what our struggle is. Psalm 34, 4 through 5 states, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. My name is Haley. I have a joyful new life in Christ, and to him be all the glory. Thanks.